From JMI Wealth, Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Righto, let's talk about some indexes or indices. So what have we got? Lots of numbers.
Lots of numbers. So, it seems to me, Mike, that central bankers, you're just talking about this, all around the world are now sort of leaning towards being more reactive to data than proactive. So they want to see data rather than sort of anticipating it, because the last few years have been quite extraordinary in terms of sort of economic moves. So there are high levels of uncertainty. So right now, any read on inflation anywhere is important. So we only get that full CPI print every 3 months. We get it quarterly. But now we do get this partial data on a monthly basis in the form of what are called the selected price indexes. So that covers roughly 45% of the CPI basket, very much sort of biased towards the tradable inflation products, not the problematic sort of non-tradable stuff. So we're in Q3 now. We've had July, we've had August. So we've got 2 months of this partial data. So we're starting to get a reasonable picture. Now, if we look at August, food prices were up 0.2% in the month. They're up 0.4% year on year. So we've almost got no food inflation, and food is about 20% of their CPI. Rents, they rose 0.3%. They're up 4.3% year on year. That's just under 10% of the CPI basket. So that's still too high if you sort of look at the whole mix, the whole milieu. Now, alcohol and tobacco, they're unchanged. They're about 7% of the CPI. In total, there's a few other things in there as well as airfares and all the stuff. In total, if you look at all of them, these prices rose 0.3% for the month. Now, the overall theme, if you try and distill it all down, the overall theme is one of an inflation path that continues to moderate. Inflation is falling. Now, we get that third quarter CPI release on the 16th of October, so it's still a few weeks away. The next RBNZ OCR review, though, is on the 9th of October, so they won't have that third quarter number. They're forecasting now that inflation for the third quarter will be 0.8%. They dropped that inflation at the last monetary policy statement. They're putting annual inflation at 2.3%. So the data we're seeing at the moment, you know, things like this selected price index, indicate that the number will be in that ballpark, will be around 0.8%. So your annual inflation is going to be well within the 1% to 3% range and actually very close to the 2% midpoint. So the question the RB's got is, can that be... they've got to say, is that sustainable? So that's what they've got to satisfy themselves on that. But at the moment, conditions to me seem very consistent with the need to continue to reduce the official cash rate from what is pretty restrictive at 5.25%. They've got to get it lower.
Exactly. And part of that mix, of course, is spending. And generally speaking, we're still a bit flat.
We are. Yeah. So inflation is moderating, but total electronic card transactions release yesterday, they show that we're still not really spending a great deal of money. For the month of August, total electronic card transaction fell 0.2%, then down 0.9% year on year. Remember, they're not adjusted for inflation. The retail component of that total card spending went up a little bit. Retail spending increased 0.2. The core stuff, 0.4. The total number brings in services and non-retail as well. But it's fair to say that household spending is, well, it's muted, it's subdued. You put your own soggy adjective in there. August actually also brought in that tax change, because that came into effect on July 31. That did put a little bit of extra money in people's pockets, but we didn't really see it. Look, durable spending picked up slightly, but it's still well below the monthly levels we saw back in sort of 2022, 2023. Apparel picked up as well, but it's coming from very weak levels. Hospitality spending was down, motor vehicle spending was down. It seems to me there's still pretty good evidence that households are continuing to prioritise spending. Look, it was positive that the month saw a small increase, but I don't think there's any real cause for celebration just yet.
Give us a quick word on oil, given it's been a talk of the week.
It has been. Look, it's drifted up slightly overnight. What's going on here? Demand side concerns, Mike. The key factor this week was that OPEC cut their forecast for oil demand. So you've got fears of the slowing US economy, fears of slowing Chinese economy. That's all suppressing demand. So this is a demand side issue. It's gone up a little bit overnight, but still well below where it was, you know, when it was over $80 a barrel.
Lay some numbers on me.
Yep, so we're closing the week out in quite positive fashion, Mike. The Dow Jones up 150 points as we look at it, 41,012. The S&P 500 up 45 points, just under the 5,600, 5,598. And the NASDAQ up over 1%, 185 points, 17,580. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.57%, 8,240. The Nikkei was stormed up 1,213 points. That's 3.4% gain. 36,833. Shanghai Composite was down 5. The Aussies gained 1.1%, up 88 points, 8075. The NZX 50 had a storming day yesterday, Mike. Storming. Up 187 points, 1.49%. It's the highest we've seen it since the beginning of 2022. It's at 12,820. That's all good. Kiwi dollar, 0.6171 against the US, 0.9186 Aussie, 0.5581 euro, 0.4710 against the pound, 87.79 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,552 US dollars, and Brent crude, $72.13.
I've enjoyed the week. You have a good one. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.